Alice Glover didn't expect to retire into a job as an amateur museum curator, but it's a labor of love for the 1961 grad of Manual High School.
It's kind of nice to be able to take care of Manual's history. Back in the day.
The school's past is bursting out of filing cabinets in Manual's alumni room.
For seniors.
Glover's part of an alumni group that helps care for Manual's historic artifacts, a World War I era JROTC uniform, old school newspapers, more than 60 paintings. She pulls out one of the older, heavier artifacts, a century-old tome of a yearbook, black and white photographs pasted on yellowed pages bound with cord. One look at it, and you can see why alumni like Glover want assurances that a state takeover won't mean the end of Manual High.
It would be awful if it wasn't utilized the way that it should be. Manual should be a place that people strive to go to rather than run away from.
But alumni like Glover are worried some students are running away from Manual, running because of rumors of what the school will be like after the state takes control next year. Parent Shelley Breeding hears the rumors from her son, who's a freshman at Manual.
They are hearing that all of their programs and equipment will be going away. Everything is being moved to Tech High School.
Tech High School, which isn't getting taken over. Indianapolis Public Schools officials say the rumors the district will strip Manual of library books, computers, or welding equipment are untrue. It's against the law for the district to take equipment out of takeover schools. But IPS Superintendent Eugene White says rumors about programs are another story.
Not only are we taking the program, we want to take the students too.
White says IPS wants to actively compete to enroll students in its schools. That means moving all district-funded activities at takeover schools to other IPS buildings. The company taking over Manual High School, Charter Schools USA, will replace the activities, including football, which the district cut in 2009. But Charter Schools USA might not be able to copy all of the programs, even the junior ROTC program, which is almost as old as Manual itself. Manual freshman Jason Breeding says his teachers have been direct with him. Follow these programs to other IPS schools.
My ROTC instructor, he was asking kids what school they're going to next year. Some were saying Tech and stuff, and he was like, you should come to Broad Ripple because we need you there. We need somebody with ROTC experience.
Is he saying that to you because that's where he's going?
Yeah, that's where he's going, so that's what he's telling us.
That's just wrong. The kids don't need to deal with that.
Again, Jason's mom, Shelley Breeding.
They need to figure out what's going on in their classroom and worry about their grades and not all this grown-up political crap.
Glover and leaders of the Manual Alumni Association agree with Breeding. They send a letter to the State Board of Education complaining, among other things, about the district moving programs out of the takeover schools. State education officials say removing the programs from the school is not in the best interest of the students. But IPS Superintendent Eugene White bristles at the state's suggestion that he's not playing ball.
Eugene White doesn't want to be the ball. You know, Eugene White doesn't want to be kicked around.
White says his hope is IPS can emerge from this tough time as a better district.
And so if I decide that I got to take my programs with me, then it's not Eugene White not playing ball. It's other people not understanding what the law says. And I don't think that's my problem.
And if state takeovers are truly going to work, White says the state and the district need to do a much better job of communicating with each other. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.